Hey, podcast listeners, thank you so much for just taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to this episode today. Hey, I would love it if you would consider subscribing to this and also leaving a rating and review. That would mean so much to me. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day. On this episode, I'm going to tell you a story of a lady that I worked with and her experience and how she wants to use her negative experience with money and help others and help pass this on to others. Welcome back to this episode of the Find Your Money Path show. On today's episode, we're going to talk about a story of a client that I've worked with who wants to use her negative experience with money to help others. And the general kind of question that I want to talk through during this video is, have you thought about the life that you want to live later and how money, you know, how you can use that as a tool to fulfill that or to fuel that life? So I want to tell you a story of a lady I got connected to within the past couple of years and just share a little bit of her experience with you and things that she wants to pass on to others to prevent from ending up where she was at. This lady was in her late 60s. She was working a retail job. She had always worked, just kind of bounced around from job to job throughout her most of her life. And you know, she always rented, she always had a new vehicle, she had always had a car note. And she, again, always made it, but just kind of barely, just kind of scraping by throughout life. And when we got connected, she was working a retail job, again, just really struggling to keep up with rent. You know, rent was increasing and her pay was just kind of staying the same or barely increasing a little bit. And she was kind of bouncing around from job to job. And really where she found herself was in a position of, I'm tired. I want to, you know, go spend time with my grandkids and my kids, or I want to travel. You know, I'm at that age where I just want to enjoy, you know, the life. But because she hadn't financially planned, and she would agree with this, because she hadn't budgeted and because she hadn't saved along the way, she's in this position where she's just barely able to make it. And she realizes the reality of this is that she's just going to have to work for quite a number more years, maybe 10, 15, even potentially 20 more years, or honestly up until her health doesn't allow her to work anymore. And for her, this is heartbreaking. And you know, sitting across the table from me, when I hear this stuff, it is incredibly heartbreaking. And that's why I wanna share stories like this to others to help motivate you and to help show you that, look, there are consequences to the decisions that we choose. And when we don't budget, when we don't save, when we don't plan for the future, when we consume everything now, this is oftentimes what the result is later down the road. Now, the awesome part of the story is that the lady realizes that, look, I'm still working. I still have time to make money. I still have time to save. Even though I'm in my late 60s, you know what? It's not done yet. I can still save money and I can still salvage some of this and I can still have some time where I just am able to really enjoy life and really enjoy some of the money that I've saved up. So I love that she has this perspective of, it's not done yet. I still can do this. I still want to make progress in this area. And I think if she was sitting across from you today and telling you this, I think she would say, start early. If you're in your 20s, if you're in your 30s, if you're even in your 40s and 50s, if you've never done a budget, if you've never really planned out, how much do I need for retirement, or how much do I even need to save each month? You know, how do I even start getting to the point where I'm not spending everything that I'm making? Because that's really the first step of this whole thing. She would say, take the steps, it's hard. And culture kind of tells us, you know, spend what you make. You work hard for your money, just spend it. You gotta enjoy, you gotta have the nice new car. You've gotta go on that awesome vacation. Even if you put it on a credit card, you've gotta do all these things just to keep up and just to have fun and have that awesome Instagram lifestyle. But she would tell you, it's not worth it. When you get to the other side of this, it's not worth it. So here's kind of a practical tip on how to get to where you're able to pay attention to your money and so that you are able to build some margin into your monthly budgets, which allows you to pay down debt or allows you to build up an emergency fund or even allows you to invest so you can, you know, retire someday. The best thing that you can do to really start today to get a handle on where your money's going and, you know, even get a rough idea of, do I save money each month? Do I spend it all? It's just to start tracking expenses. And an easy way to do that is just do it old school style for the first few weeks and just plug in on your phone, start typing a note, and every time you spend money, just say how much you spent, where'd you spend it, and the date. That's it. If you get a running list of that, after about 2, 3, 4 weeks, you're gonna have a pretty good idea of, am I spending more than my income or not? Now, another easy way to do that, obviously, is to pull the last month's worth statements from your bank statement and just see, did I spend more money than I took in? That's another really easy way to do it. Tracking it on your phone is gonna give you a better idea of where you're spending your money, but if you want a really quick way to look at it, pulling up your bank statement will do the job. From there, once you realize where you're at and how much money you're spending each month, then you can really look at, okay, let's sit down and do a realistic budget. What can I cut? Why do I need to cut it? Do I need to cut it because I want to pay down debt? Do I need to cut it because, you know, I probably am a little bit behind on retirement, or I've never really started investing for retirement, and so I need to find money each month to start putting away for retirement? That'll help you. And obviously, we at MoneyPath can help with that. We can help someone get on a budget and figure out, how do I find extra margin each month? But then it's also a good idea to potentially reach out to a financial planner, or even use just an online retirement calculator. There's a couple good ones at like NerdWallet. And there's a few other good ones. I believe CNN has a really good investment or retirement calculator. And you can just enter in some basics, like how much do you have now? How much is your income? How much do you plan to save in the future? And it'll kind of tell you, are you on track? Are you not? And that's just honestly a good first step. If you do that, it might tell you that, look, you probably need to find a little bit more extra money each month going forward to start investing. And again, I wanted to kind of tie all this back together. This isn't about just hoarding up money and saving money so that when you're older, you can kind of do whatever you want. That is an awesome benefit of this, right? But the other side of this is that you just never know what's gonna happen in life. And so being prepared is just gonna get you ahead of the game if, God forbid, something bad happens, or maybe even, you know, you're blessed with a lot of wealth and you've planned well and you've done really well. Think about if you're in your late 60s, think about how, if you've planned well now, how much more could you help other people? How much more could you give if you were in a position where you saved up and you said no to yourself a little bit more in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, but you were then able, from your 60s to your hopefully hundreds, were just able to help so many people out and bless so many other people by just giving and being generous. That's the other side of this coin. So what I want you to do is, if you haven't done any of those practical steps I talked about, like doing a budget or tracking your expenses, definitely start today. But even more important than that, I want you to ask yourself, what kind of life do I want in 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now? And depending on that answer, it's going to tell you what you need to do today. If the answer is, I want to continue to work and I want to continue to just kind of make it, then, you know, that might tell you that you're okay just not saving as much. But if you really want to be in a position where you don't have to worry as much about money and you have that true freedom about money and that peace about money, it might tell you need to save a little bit more. So I hope this video was helpful for you. And please, please, please don't take that story lightly that I talked about at the beginning. This is someone who would look everyone in the eye who's younger than her, who's not doing a budget and saving for retirement and you know, just paying off debt. She would look every one of you in the eye and say, I wish I could do this differently. So don't take her mistake for granted.